Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, December 13th, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about ZANU-PF's annual People's Conference.
And to join this discussion, please phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter frequency and on the 4930 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And don't forget that we are now live streaming on all our Facebook pages, so please visit us at VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Studio 7. And we're also on the internet. And you can reach us at www.voazimbabwe.com for English and www.voashona.com for Shona and www.voandebele.com for Ndebele.
If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the ruling party's annual People's Conference in Koromonzi.
Thousands of ZANU-PF supporters are attending the conference in Koromonzi, Mashonaland East Province. The theme of this year's conference is Modernize, Mechanize and Grow the Economy Towards Vision 2030.
President Emmerson Mnangagwa today criticized some Zimbabwean workers for staging protests over low pay and other issues. Mnangagwa further noted that the Southern African nation will not revert to the multiple currency system, saying every nation needs its own currency.
And it remains to be seen if the conference will come up with strategies in reviving the country's economy amid calls for the ruling party to hold talks with the main opposition, the Movement for Democratic Change, led by Nelson Chamisa, in order to revitalize the economy.
In an unrelated matter, the government says it has removed Chief Felix Nhlahlama Ngwendiweni as Chief of Indaba Zinduna, following a resolution by the Material North Provincial Chief's Council that he was allegedly appointed without following proper procedures. The Ndiweni family is fuming over this issue.
And the Urban Council's Act failure stipulates clearly, the Urban Council's Act clearly stipulates that the numbering of houses and naming of roads may from time to time be done by the authorities. We'll be giving you a live interview that we did here at Studio 7. Gibbs, tell us a little bit more about the interview you did about this matter involving Chief Felix Ndiweni.
Yes, I spoke to Wilson Bangunyani Ndiweni, the family spokesperson, although some people in the family say maybe he's not part of them, but he was born in the Ndiweni clan. So he says what the government is doing is wrong. Mm-hmm. What the government has just done is unprecedented. And he actually compared it to the Ian Smith era, saying that, it's very difficult to remove a chief, especially when that chief is nominated or selected by the family. So he says even this guy, Joram Ndiweni, that is being targeted by the government, saying that he's the one who's the rightful heir to his father. He's saying, no, he's not even the firstborn. And when it comes to chieftainship, he says it doesn't go that way. It's not that the firstborn has to be, a chief. So they're really furious about the whole issue. Marvelous.
So stay tuned. We have a melting pot today. The ZANU-PF conference and also this latest development.
Yebo kambe isulukandaba. Lingalishona njani laphi khona endaweni zonke SGNAO. Namhla ke siyaqala ngodaba lwe annual people's conference ukukhona ngale eKoromonzi. Sizwile ke umongameli ekhuluma khona ngale ke sithi abakusoze kubiselwa imali liyana phela eyayifuna ngabantu. Amadola kuzobuya ama randi kuzobuya amapula lezinye imali. So uthi hayi phela ilizwe kumele libe nemali yayo. Uphinde nje wakhuluma ngokuthi kulabantu abajala ukujengisela abayithusela nohulumende lapha nalapho uthi hayi bantu lingakwenzi khonokho ngoba uhulumende kufuna intuthuko. So ke kukhanya umhlangano lo ukhangelele ukuthi uzaphuma lezinqumo ezimbalwa ezokuthuthukisa ezokuvuselela umnotho welizwe leZimbabwe. Kodwa abanye abantu bayathandabuza bathi lokho okwenziwa libanje leZANU-PF ichitha isikhathi ngoba sebeyingena embusweni okwesikhathi eside abakwazi lokho abakwenzayo. Kuzobuya olunye udaba lapho lubambileyo phakathi sibili ludaba lukaFelix, Chief Felix Nhlahlama Ngwendiweni. Kukhanya zani sesusiwe phela ukuba yinduna yakhona ngale ke entaba zinduna. Siyakhumbula ukuthi iMatoran North Provincial Chiefs Council yaphuma lesinqumo sokuthi kakhethwanga ngemfanelo. kuti muli iyathingwa kunyokumhandisana singathi sibili bazonde baganono wabo bathi lokho kwenziwa nguhulumende akondanga njengoba bona bazithethela phela ukuthi bafake udlaze yamango ndiweni kodwa kunabanye njalo abaphakathi kwemuli leyi abathi hayi akuzange kwenziwe kuhle kodwa labo kukhanya ngazani ngabantu okuthiwa badlelana lebandla lezanu PF so ke kuningi sibili esingakhuluma ngakho namhlanje ngakhonoku marvelous
aiwa kunewa vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa nhasi tine gango pano pa Live Talk tichange tiri kutarisa zviri kuitika munyika panyaya zvezvi vematongerwo enyika tichitarisa isu musangano wezanu PF uri kuitwa pari zvino kugoromonzi tichitarisa zvakare kuti nhasi panga paine musangano mukuru wanga uchiitwa nevanozvitivo citizens movement vanga vari kuedza ivo kuyananisa nekutaura vachiona kuti zvii zvingagadziriswe pamusoro pemamiriro akaita zvino munyika saka ndozvimwe zvatichange tiri kukurukura nemipo pano uyezve tichitarisa isu kuti misangano yakadai inobatsira here uyezve ingabatsire sei regai tinzwe hurukuro yaitwa naJonga Kandemiri weStudio 7 navaBriggs Bomba vamwe vanga vari kuronga musangano iwoyu tinzwe kuti vanga vari kuti musangano ndewei ungabatsire sei remangwana renyika
nhasi ranga riri zuva guru taparura yatingati chidanho chekutanga kuti tinge tichiuya pamwe chete tiri yatiri kuti National Convergence Platform and tiri kuisimudza iri platform yekuti tinge tichikurukura kutanga semacitizens kuti gwara ratiri kuda kuti nyika inge ichitora kuti tikwanise kuita nhaurirano tese senyika zvakusanganisira macitizens ari kubva kunzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana machechi mabusiness community vechidiki madzimai nemapolitical parties nekuti chokwadi chiripo ndechekuti kutambura kuri munyika kwanyanyisa and hatingaende kumberi tisina kugadzirisa nyaya iyi saka pane yatingati a sense of urgency yaita kuti tinge tichiuya pane iyoyi yatiri kuti National Convergence Platform takatungamirirwa nemachechi tichibudikidza kunya nevekuzcc kasi tichiita chishuo chekuti munhu wese atange achizounganawo paNational Convergence Platform iyoyo achiitawo mazano avo ekuti tingabuda sei panguva yakaoma yatiri senyika isu takabuda mune yatakati National Citizens Convention yemuna September ichipera iyoyo takanyora tsamba zviri official kuofisi yemutungamiri webato guru rinopikisa vaNelson Chamisa tikanyorawo tsamba kuofisi yavamunangagwa tikavadzivisa kuti semacitizens tiri kuti tese tine chekuita nekunzwa kwemhinduro iri kudiwa kuti tinge tichigadzirisa zviri kunetsa munyika saka donzvo redu nderekuti tinge tichibatanidza munhu wese tinge tichiva ne kubva kumapolitical parties kumacitizen groups vese nekuti munhu wese ane chekuita nemhinduro dzatiri kutsvaga
aiwa apo tanga tiri kunzwa isu kubva kuna vaBriggs Bomba veNational Citizens Convention vachitaura ivo nemusangano wanga uri kuitika nhasi wavanga vari kuti ivo National Convergence Platform wavari kuti ivo musangano uyu uri kuunganidza vanhu kuitira kuti sevagari vemunyika vawanikwe ivo vachiona kuti upenyu hwenyika remangwana hunenge hwakamira sei saka pindai muchirongwa monyora namba dzenyu makaisa zvakare macode namba dzenyu kuti tigokufonerai tina Terence Nharo ari kuti nhasi ndapindawo ndiri wechipiri kukuonai aiwa tinokuchingamidza ari kuti maswera sei mhuri yezimbabwe ndiTerence Nharo zvakare Blessing Chironga makadii mhuri yezimbabwe ana masunanguro mubayiwa ari kuti team is just rhetoric they have no shred of idea of how they will achieve this saka ari kutaura iye team iri kutaurwa iyo kumusangano webato guru rezanu PF wavari kuti ivo modernize mechanize and grow the economy towards vision 2030 Fresh Chicks and Nathan ari kuti maswera sei vashamarari kwese kwamuri nevateereri aiwa kutiri wadi kuno Ruu wekwa Lakini ari kuti pachipamwe handimavi aiwa tosangana zvakare uyezve please nyorai namba dzenyu panapa makaisa macode numbers enyu kuitira kuti tigokufonerai vanodawo kuti tiverenge zvamune muchinyora nyora ipo pano uyu mukana wenyu wekuti tinzwewo mafungiro enyu
I think we've got our first guest, marvelous, and that is Apostle Meat and Dube. He's a political commentator and minister of religion. Apostle Dube, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Wayne.
Oh, thank you very much. So tell us a bit about what you think, concerning this annual People's Conference in Kolomoz.
I'm just thinking to myself, this is an exercise that happens every year in December, but I'm trying to look back and see the impact and see the results that have come from such conferences before. I'm convinced this is an exercise in futility. It has nothing to do with the country. It has nothing to do with the economy. It has nothing to do with livelihoods, but it has all to do with ZANU-PF strengthening its own capacity, realigning its thinking, looking at its policies. But it really has no impact at government level, because if they are really serious about fixing the country, they should be making decisions and owning them at the government level. I see no benefit whatsoever to the people of Zimbabwe, but the benefits accrue most probably to the president and his party, ZANU-PF. I'm looking at a situation where people are dying of hunger. Some people are suffering of heavy floods right now as it rains in the last few days. I saw a bridge was washed away in Zimbabwe. Yet every year they are gathering, and we don't see the proposals that they make in such conferences being implementable at the government level. So for me, it's really taking the people of Zimbabwe for granted. It is not thinking about the plight of the ordinary citizen, but it has everything to do with the big wigs, political big wigs in ZANU-PF, perpetuating their stay in power and strategizing on how to win the next election. It's all about slogans. It's all about empty promises. So far, I don't see anything that will come out of it. Just like the past 20, 30-something conferences, for me, it's an exercise in futility.
Thank you so much, and stay on the line. Marvelous.
Yes, toda kuchingamidza vese vari pachirongwa chedu pari zvino regai tenderere mberi tiverenga zvamuri kunyora uyezve kana muri kuda kuti tikufonerei ibvai mawanikwa imi muchinyora nhamba dzenyu kuti zvitiitire nyore pakufona pamunotipa nhamba tipei nhamba idzi makaisa zvakare macode numbers enyu saka regai tiverenge zvamuri kunyora tina Angela Kane ari kuti maswera sei aiwa panota swera zvakanaka Dixon Moyo actually the only solution hanzi ndifonerei panapa ndovaisa namba dzake Michael Patra Liwayansis Mavi nevatereri vechirongwa chedu cheStudio 7 makabikwa muri ikoko garikai chikore anzi maswera here pachirongwa I'm watching you from Verening Ruwe Kwala Kina ari kuti pachipamwe anzi Mavi aiwa tambokuverenga I sister muri sei kwa muri ikoko saka pari zvino kunavo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa tiri kutarisa isu mamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika uyezve kuti imi munoona sei zviri kuitika izvi Antulisi I am watching you from South Africa. I'm here in Polokwane. Ndovaisa numbers zake akaisa zvakare macode numbers ake.
Yes, we are like kubavo Apostle Meat and Dube. Kuti singafiki kuye kurangale sikazvisizvo kuti abanye bathina manje ngomgcininyoni. Umgcininyoni uti umsebenzi wokugibela indiza mchina kuphela. Indiza mchina futhi esidulayo kumangalisayo. Kulokuthi abantu balungise umnotho welizwe. Kuyaphuma ngisho emhlanganweni lo wabantu abanje. Uzobuya ke lomlalazi hayi ngudevis Khumalo uthi njani emsakazweni siyabonga ngokusethulela inhlelo zenu lathi siyabonga kakhulu ke mfowethu ukuthi uhlala osisekela khona lapha kuthiwa kulo muntu icingweni
rigate mboenda panare hallo caller
hallo makadi
ayi wathi riwadi tiri kutaura nani uyezve muri kupi
murikutaura namukoma Terence vari kucape town
taurai tinzwe kwakadi kucape town uko
Aya, Cape Town kuri nani.
Taurai henyu tinzwi.
Handisi kuziva zvangu nekuti ndambo
Aiwa mapinda manje pane cha 8 o'clock saka ingotaura ii zvamune mada zvenyu nhasi igango.
Ora iti. Ine ndandikuda kutaura zvangu pamusoro pemamiriro akaita zvino nyika yedu yeZimbabwe.
Ehe, taurai tinzwi.
Ine ndichandaiona kuti ndingakwanisa kugadzirisa zvinhu munyika inyaya inonzi rudo kuti vanhu vabatane vaite chinhu chimwe chete nokuti tikaramba tichingoti ini ndiri wepati akati ndiri kutsigira kuti nhengi dai atonga handisi kuona pane chinobuda asi kuti kwanga kutokurudzira kuti vakuru vemapata vadai vangu vabatana vaita chinhu chimwe chete nyika yaita stable then kana kuzoita kana zvinana maelection kuzoita maelection asi vanhu vambobatana nyika yadzokera panormal kwete iye zvinezvi nokataisa kuti patakabva iye zvinezvi NDC chinetsana nezamupiefu vatsvangirai naamugabe paane nguva yakareba kusvika iye zvino kusvika atsvangirai vatsvamu kuzoshaya hapana pundusa yakaitika noda kwekuti kwakangoramba kune makakatano tumukamboona 2008 pawakamboti gadzisani wakada kuedza kunge kubatana zvinhu zvakatombotikei zviri nani saka ndinotarisira kuti dai amunangarwa nachamisa wangu vadzokera papozisheni iyeyo kuti wawirirani wabatane nyika yedu ndoona ichiita zviri raiti but vakaramba vachidhonzerana hatogona kana kupedza 100 years pasina chinonaka.
Aiwa pakanaka, tinokutendai hanzvadzi. Saka imi pazuro rekisimusi apa muri kuita sei?
Zuro rekisimusi hatisi kukwanisa kuenda kumusha, totoenda muna February. Transport ndeiri kudhura izvino.
Aiwa pakanaka pakadaro, tinotenda.
Tinotenda
Gibbs.
Ye kunjalo ke siyabona kuti kula bantu abaningi ababuyayo lapha ke kuhlelo uVirginia Macebo uyasibingelela singazi Macebo kunjani khona ngapho ke mama kuzobuya njalo uNomen Ngwenya uthi Zanu PF is playing a dirty game to its own citizens kukhanya ngazani kuyahlupha sizokuthiwa ke siloba balefa ecingweni uthi sizokuthi silobani sabona mfowethu halo ecingweni silobani ngubani
ukhuluma lo Kito Ngwenya.
Ye Kito kunjani baba?
Ngiyaphila mina ninjani?
Siyaphila. Ubona ngani kuyaphumani phela kulokhu okwenziwa libandla leZANU-PF. Umhlangano lo.
Libandla leZANU-PF ngibona ngathi selethulekile. Konke lokhu akwenza nje bafana lokuthi badlalela badla imali yelizwe kuphela.
Utsho ngani khonokho mfowethu?
Ngoba khanya nani isikhathi sababo batakuza nini ukubusa. Dala sinamuhla baqalisa ukubusa kodwa kulanto etshintsha eZimbabwe.
Pho wena ufisa ukuthi ngabe enzani?
Angabe bayenza babone bahlale phansi labochamisa babonisane ukuthi bengenza njani because phela kathesi bona basuthe emasayidi nabo kodwa kwezinye abanye abantu bahlupheka ngaphandle la
anti bayenza imihlangano le lamanye amabandla elikajamisa yilo lingekhoyo khonapho khonokho-ke asikho imizamo yini ukuthi bazame ukukhulumisa
yenu angithi enu uchamisa ukuthi ngafuna ukuthi umnangagwa yena abe nguye obiza leyonkulumane yena umnangagwa angayali ukuthi uchamisa uthini kavumelane lokuthi uchamisa uthini bayenze lezo zinto ezifunwa nguchamisa sibone ukuthi kuya ngathi ukuthi kuzayenzakalani after uchamisa azokwenzake
hayi phosele ukugcina ba
ya mna ngithi le mhlangano nabo le abayekeli ingabalungisisi ukuthi odokotela babekhona ezibhedlela le mithi bekhona ingabe kungcono ngoba abanye abantu bayahlupheka bagulela abanye abantu bayafa so into ezihluphazo nokubona bayathona besenza imihlangano kodwa imihlangano ayilethi lutho ezimbabwe
hayi siyabonga kakhulu ke mfowethu ungathenga kusasa
awembonge
yes so that is Kiso is saying that you know the best way forward for Zimbabwe is for the MTC led by Nelson Chamisa and ZANU-PF to hold some talks in order to fix all what is happening so he says the problem is that Mr. Mnangagwa doesn't want to allow Chamisa to you know talk to him. So he says, let them talk and see what will come out of it.
Aiwari ngeitenderere mberi tichiverenga zvamuri kutaura ipapano pana Simba Matare paFacebook page yedu yeVOA Shona. Hanzi tavepo pachirongwa muri seiko? Aiwa tiri wadi Jacob Sachikonya anzi I'm watching you in South Africa kumidrand. Hanzi tarisiro pa Zim government. Apachina takutomirira kutongwa kutonga kwa mwari ndo kutora kwa wakita. Carrington Mangwirans, every time ZANU comes from this conference, they do crazy things such as 51% indigenization law and dollarization. Arukuti yezunu zunobuda paninge paitwa misangano ya kadai. Metulisi msipa anzi maswera say I'm watching you from South Africa and riku mpolo kwa ne. Difonere iwo please. I want this also to know fona. Anzi Carrington Mangwira arukuti anything ZANU does has impact on government level. Watch the nonsense they will come up with in parliament after this conference. Don't be shocked if a law is created for MDC ministers. Wamkoma wakutara wakawanda wanaipopano. Angela Kane anzi murisei sei kuiko kukuno tiriwadi. Dixon Moya anzi. Dixon Murojwa, the only solution tambo iveringa commenti nyutu nukutendai. Linda Samuel Simango arukuti avo varikumu sangano weza anu avo. Varinga varikuti ambisa nguva. Nekutambisa mari chinobuda ipapo hapana kungo vavo kugeza mahara ndokutaura kwaari kuita kuti zvinenge zvinozobuda ipapo zvinenge zvisina kunyatsomira zvakanaka asi tiri pano tiri kutarisa isu zviri kuitika pari zvino tiri kutarisa isu kuti pane musangano wanga uripo nhasi muHarare we National Convergence Platform uyo wanga wakaunganidza masangano anozvimirira vemachechi vagariwo vemunyika nezvimwewo vari kuti ivo vari kuda kuti pave nekutaurirana kuti tione kuti remangwana renyika ringange rakamira sei. Saka pindai muchirongwa tinzwewo kuti munoona izvi zviri zvingazobatsira nyika here kuti ibude mumadhaka yairi pari zvino. Pane vamwe zvakare vanyarikani vedu vatiri kuedza kubata kuti tiwanike ipo pano tichizeya nyaya iyi kuti tione kuti remangwana renyika ringange richimira rakamira sei. Saka tinotenda vese vari pachirongwa chedu pari zvino uyezve nekugara muchititsigira zuva nezuva. Akim Adams ari kuti maswera seiko Studio 7 please call me ndobvaisa namba dzake. Talent Muchemwa ari kuti tiripo tsetse tiri kuno kuZimbabwe. Vari kuZimbabwe tipewo namba dzenyu timbonzwa kuti muri kuzvigona sei. Kunyangwe mukauya henyu pano muchitaura henyu muchitaura kuti nyaya yezororero rirekisimusi muri kuronawo sei. Munoona kunge pane chichabuda here kubva kumusangano uri kuitwa uyu nebato rezano PF uyo watiri kuona uri kuenderera mberi uyezve tanzwa bato iri richitaura kuti nyaya yekuti ipo pabviswe mari yemabhondi nemari Zimbabwe dollar hapana kwairi kuenda vari kuti ivo pacharamba pachishandiswa mari yemunyika.
Yes, ke sikhulume njalo lo baba uMidian Dube. Baba Dube lokukhona. Hallo baba Midian Apostle Dube.
Yebo mkhona Chief.
Yes, so ke wena ubona ngani kungathiwani ukuze kuvuselele umnotho weZimbabwe abantu bayakhuluma lapho ukuthi kumele kube le nkulumo phakathi kwebandla leZANU PF lele MDC elikhokhelwa umnumzana Nelson Chamisa kumele kubiswe njani konke lokho
baba Dube? Angithi ukuze umnotho welizwe ume yikuthi kube lo hulumende owakha lokho esithi thina yindawo ibhizinisi elingenziwa kuwo. Abathi ngesilungu they must create an enabling environment. But angiboni ukuthi uhulumende weZANU PF eyedwa ngalesi sikhathi anganelisa ukwakha leyo ndawo. Kudingeka ukuthi ibandla leZANU PF lele MDC kuhlangane njengango-2008 kubunjwe uhulumende womanyano ukwenzela ukuthi kube nokuthula. Amabhizinisi anelise ukuze fake imali yawo avuselele amabhizinisi awo eZimbabwe. Lapho-ke sesingakhuluma la ngokuthi nxa ibhizinisi sikhona isebenza singacabanga yini ngezimdola, but okwamanje laba bathi izimdola ingaphumi, khumbula ukuthi yibo abaphethe imali yangaphandle kwamazwe onke. Kuhlupheka ugogo lo mama osekhaya eZimbabwe, kuhlupheka umntwana weZimbabwe ohlele ama-reserve. Bona bazihlalele ezindlini zabo ngaphi langaphi emadorobheni bayiphethe imali yonke edingekayo. Ngize ngikhumbule lapho upresident weRussia ekhuluma into engathi icaphula abantu abaningi, kodwa ekhuluma iqiniso. Uthi uhlupho olusweAfrika yilo lolo esilubheke eZimbabwe, yikuthi i-Afrika yindawo yamangcwaba, kuthi abakhokheli bethu ngenxa yokuthi bathwele imali bahamba bayobhenka eSwitzerland, bahamba bayekwelatshwa eSingapore, abantu ababo bafunde e-America, bafunde e-Britain, babuya kuphela eZimbabwe sebezengcwatshwa. That's why bengalandaba lo muntu ohluphekayo esigodini eWurungwe ebindura langathi langathi bona kibo izinto ziright. So yikho ngithi mina ukulumende kacabange labantu laba bayibo abamfake esihlalweni ukuthi nxa ezahlangana umnankagwale MDC akula maqembu amabili dube wena lawe sidlalile ibhoro uyakwazi lokho angeke lithi ningamaqembu amabili lidlala lithi lina kube leyi team ethi thina ithe sikhimu ref kumbe thina yithi esinikeza uref lokhu yanokwesathi kwenza emakhaya ukuthi uyadlala uphinde ube ngu-ref akwenze umnankagwa angake abe nguye okhokhela inkulumo but sokumele bona bobabili bakhulumisana uchamisa lomnankagwa ukuthi singacela bani like eduze leZimbabwe kule-South Africa President Ramaphosa angazakathule iZimbabwe ilo hlupho olungaka bagcwele bekhuluma izolo kathesi upresident Ramaphosa ukuthi ucabanga kabuhlungu ngenumber yabantu beZimbabwe abase-South Africa but ukuze kuphele lokhu yikuthi bacele upresident Ramaphosa ukuthi akuze uzesilamula sikhulumisane
uhulumeni
ngomanyana so lokho kwe-conference ndibe ngakusisi ndawo but ake sithi uhulumende akhangele into ezavusa umnotho welizwe
sukubambe umlomo
esizakwenza amabhizinisi abe lesibindi sokwenza ibhizinisi eZimbabwe
sukubambe umlomo
lokho amadlwane ayenziwa manje
sukubambe umlomo kancane khonapho sizokuthosela abantu ababili ecingweni mavelas kumbuqa
hello caller
hello
makadi yenyu tukuswara nani uyezwe muri kuphi
murikutaana mukoma dimu kubotswana
taura itinzwe mukoma kuri sei kubotswana
Abuzana kuri nani zvako ndokumtsango tingagodi.
Aiwa taurightings.
Ya ndachida kuziva kubvunza kuti ko pamari vanoramba vachishingira kushandisa yemabhondedi. Kushandisa yusa vanobhadharisa here kushandisa bisa here kuZimbabwe kuti vashandise usare rere USA. Bosi ina ndoizvaka kukosha kana kudi kuti vadzingirire nemari isingashati mari isingakwanisi kuti krotobhodha vachichinjawo mari vakasunga zvinoita vamwana kuti zvingabuda nepula kaenda kusouth africa ndikwanisa kushandisa pula irorero idon't know that technique yavakushandisa iro inotibatsira nei because vakungoramba vangoidza nyika mumagwirimbindi mai akadonhera pane kuti vaisimunge vaidise maireo
aiwamusangano
wavo vari kuita uyo just for enjoying themselves vana vangoda kuti vagute varokoko zvavo kanganwa mumhomho yezimbabwe
aiwa tinotenda muve nezuva rakanaka
tinotenda kuro nekupina pamesa
ye siyabonga mkhulu ke silolungani ecingweni baba lungani kunjani
baba lungani
siyaphila ngundebele
yebo baba
ungaphi khonapho ndebele
ngobulawayo
ungaphi kwangkhona kobulawayo country park kumbe enkulumane
isenkulumane
ye kunjani enkosi
hayi kurayithi khona ngomumo nje
yeyi
kodwa
kuzimo
ngobunzima esilabo ngingaza ke sithi ukuthi ku-right kesa ngokuthi ku-right khonokho ukuthi asiselwanga kumbe akule into njengani iyasihambanisa but i-stress kuphela zomumo weli
hayi kuzalunga mfowethu so-ke ubona njani okwenzekala kubandlela
ezanubiefanele kulungesisaphila phela duze kungalungisi esiphile
hhayi ngiyakuzwa sibili lapha lami ngiyacabangela phela ukuthi inxa kungalunga wena phela ungakulungisa wena bangathi lungise zombangazwe mbona zani undebele ngakuphatha lo
ngitalalelwa mbani
ye akutsho-ke ukuthi kubona njani khonokho kwenzakala kwemhlanganweni lo
ya kwemhlanganweni njengoba ngike ngakhuluma nje hhayi kwemhlanganweni akuthi akulangedelo babudube lapha bona ngani ukubeke kwabasobali ukuthi hayi vele labana abantu labana benze kwabo it's a domestic affair vele akuqondananga lathi balungisa nje ukuthi khona iparty yabo iperforma njani izaperforma njani ama-challenges abangaba lawo nxa belungiswe kwelizwe vele kulungiswa yicabinet kulungiswa yiparliament laphana vele abayilungise okuqondana lathi balungise kwabo like maintain to say it is a domestic affair but ekuqaphele ngibuye endaweni zokukhulumisana kuqakathekile ukuthi abanye ama-zimbabweans i-situation esikiyo is serious abantu bayithatha for granted it's a very serious situation esikiyo ezimbabweni abantu they don't get impact on abantu abasiphekayo ezimbabwe. Into eqakathekileyo, we need unconditional dialogue. Ungabona sisethe nemidi yokuthi siqale ukuthi ngifuna uqale ukupheka ikofi, ungithengele ikofi ukuze ngikhulume lawo. Siyabe imbonani lapho siyabe siba le problem, akula problem esingayisolva. Ngoba konke abantu bakhuluma bathi khona kufanele ukhulume umnangagwa lothamisa then laba abanye laba gabala netho. Akunanto enjalo kupolitiki. The reason why kumele sikhulume akuthi ukuthi uthamisa lo mnangagwa bazainfluenta ama-policies kumbe bale ndlela zokuseva iZimbabwe economically. Akuthi ukuthi khona bale mali ezikhwameni yokuthi bangabazahlitha inkazathi bahlanganisa imali basenze ilizwe libe right. Okuqakathekile okwenza sikhulume kukhulumiswane yikuthi sikhulume nge-same voice eZimbabweni. Then if we are approaching even international community would look silamafutha ethu ekusebenzeni in terms of i-election kulento ezingahambi kahle, but for the sake of the people of Zimbabwe abahluphekayo sicela sithola uncedo olunjengalolu lalolu ukuze abantu basevakali. And khonoko kufuna ukukhulunywa ngamaZimbabweans collectively, kungabi labanye abaphandle, because kungaba labanye ababe bephandle yibo bazahamba back to those people kuyabe kukhulunywe labo ukuthi khona bayakhuluma ukuthi hayi lingabancedi labana because ABCD yabona.
Siyabonga.
So I said this situation ifuna amaZimbabweans abe united. Ukhulumile kuyibaba lapho esithi khona okwepolitics kungani siyakuthiya sikhangele ukuthi vele thina singobani, sibe le-nation at heart. Sikhangele ukuthi ngobani and abantu babahluphekayo ngobani. Ngoba lapha asiwomazimozambike ngahluphekayo, asomala ngamaZimbabweans ahluphekayo, brother to brother, sister to sister. So understand idube silayo.
Endebele baba, ube nempela fike enhle khona ngapha enkulumane. Uthe enkulumane bani?
Inkulumane 12.
Hawu, lapho engathatha khona phela khonapho. Hayi, ube lelake le.
Hawu, uthathanga udade wethu, ize ngulowoniseduze.
Kwe baba. Sibongile kakhulu nje, sibongile kakhulu nje.
Alright.
Okay, bye baba.
Ngiqayithithore mthereri, alo mkhoma Donald.
Alo, ndimavelas na mkoma Gibbs mavela sei.
Siyaphila mfowethu njani?
Ah, kuyaphila mkoma Gibbs, kuyaphila.
Ah, good.
Tawaraitinswi.
Ah, joto seka zangu kwa wano zirwa dundundune na unle kuzikututuma zane na mwenye kata rohule tonya zika titema seba. Nekuti kana wachita ura mataurina wavu ni shindini javo doche tati nigaya esa mbofa ya kanda mbegi. Wano tofunga kuchipangu pane sawaru kita kana progress apana kana wana. He must swallow his pride. Nika yenda mberi wabati kwa ne zimwe nika. Kana wakarambo wachita sawaru kita ya apana kana wana chinofamba kana industry wana nukunga ira titema seba.
Saka point kwa seyama.
Hapana zvino hapo hapana chatingaita nokuti tongotomirira kutonga kwaMwari sezvinomboita kwa nomwe muteereri. Nokuti havadi kana kuha idea inobva kune umwe munhu vanenge vachiti kustrike kunoita vanhu vamwe vati vaagenesi havasi munhu anoteerera vamwe vanhu ndozvinonetsa. Ende havasi munhu ane vision kana clue yokuti nyika ingaenda mberi sei. Havana kumunhu anongoona chibhanu kuita slogan vanofunga kuti kana vakati kutonga kuti hazvina zvinobudisa. Nyange iko zvino vanhu vanenge vakaungana iko kugoromonzi vanhu vanenge vachitsvaka kutodya kuti dzimbo dzavo nyama vanhu vasingati vanenge vachitokundikana kutenga nyama mudzimba nokuti maconditions arimo munyika haiti kuti ukwanise kuzviitira kuzviriritire. Saka umwe vanhu vanenge vachienda kunozvi haiti temazina kutofambira kuti mbonozvi avo kuda nyama kana kuti hazvibatsiri kana vadzokauya votarisa nomugusha kumba.
Saka imipa Christmas apa muri kuenda iri kumusha zvakamira sei?
Ah, ndoida soon after Christmas. Yeah, I'm going to say,
I'm going to say,
kuno kutinotumira tete mavela school Rustenburg hako hakuna mabhazi anouya kuno kubati kune matek but unogona ndau Joburg kana kungotumirawo kamari asi hakungotumirawo zvizvinhu bhozi grocery ritori nanda nokutumira mari nokuti maconditions ayo inozonozika yava hakunana mukuru kana kunana aiko gehi hazvibatsiri nemabhondi arikokoko hazvibatsiri hapana zvainenge waita
aiwa
asi tokumbira kuti vanhu avadeva vachiteerera vamwe vanhu ka vambobereka kuzvirova matiti vambotevera zvinotaurwa nevanhu kuti nyika ine kutambudzika.
Aiwa, tinotenda mukoma Donald.
Vanhu ivo vanenge vachiona sekuti vanhu vari kugoromonzi vauya vamwe vauya kutozozhia kutimbozhavo nokuti havo kudzimba hamuna chechokubata.
Aiwa, pakanaka mukoma, muve nezuva rakanaka.
Aiwa, ndatenda tide mavhila.
Bye bye, Gibbs.
Yes, now we're joined by our second guest, and that is Mr. Philip Kaule of ZANU-PF. He is attending the annual People's Conference. Mr. Kaule, welcome to the program. Hello, Baba Kaule. Baba Kaule, liyangizwa kona mitsume?
Akuzwa kakhulu Gibbs.
Yeah, so how is the program going there?
The program is going on very, very well. The program of the people is going on very well. Day one is over and we are moving on to day two tomorrow. Everything is moving smoothly and we are happy about the progress that we are making.
So what was discussed today in terms of, you know, your agenda? Just briefly.
Today, the president tabled the agenda.
I think if on your phone, I can make a call. Are you
listening? I'm listening.
All right. What is the name of the process? I'm
listening.
Yeah, come here.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, things went on.
I think we have to call him back. I think we've got a slight problem there. Some vulnerable Kaule. So it's where they Apostle Midian Dube. So Apostle Dube, I think we are hearing people saying a lot of things here. So what is the problem really? Or before I go to Mr. To Apostle Midian Dube, let me take this caller first. Mbongeni Hujan. Ndiyaphila kakhulu. So ndinefonini yakho baba, ungayifaka kuspeaker phone, eh?
Ya ngithembelile.
Ye, ubona njani annual people's conference ebandla lezana?
Hayi, yentoneyiyazakala yenezanu-PF noma kuyinto engasebenziyo. Kahle kahle iZANU-PF mauthi iyabhekisisa iyeyisa kakhulu abantu beZimbabwe, isuke idelele kakhulu abantu beZimbabwe, benza izithupha ngoba abantu bezimbabwe basuka bevumele into ezenzia iZANU-PF, behlupheka abantu beqhubeka behlupheka. iZANU-PF liyajabula ngokubona abantu behlupheka bezithubela awu zasezivala ngokuthi abantu akufanelanga bateyitoyo ngoba maithi iyabhekisisa iyakubona lento leyo eyenzika kubo iraq le namazweni la amaningi-ningi lapho esesibone khona ephezulu bakhona bephuma ngokuteyiteyo abantu bedemonstrata ezimbabwe laphana kushothi ukuthi abantu babambane ngoba abantu bezimbabwe bayahlupheka kakhulu ukudlula yena lawo mazwe nalawo sekuphume bona president bona labo ekubiza ngokuthi abantu bakhona bayahlupheka ezimbabwe bahlupheka kakhulu abantu kodwa siyabona abantu bezimbabwe bazithulele iZANU-PF izenzela kuyinto embi kakhulu ekwenziwa iZANU-PF obekufuneka ukuthi kube abantu bezimbabwe bayabambana bale ngamandla amakhulu kathiphi iZANU-PF babambane wonke umuntu. iZANU-PF noma ingabe ithi iyashaya iyenza njani siyakubona kubo iraq kupho abantu abayi-more than 300 something kodwa bayaphambili ngokuthi ngokudemonstrate abantu uzaphuma upresident wakhona uprime minister wakhona simbona ibezaphuma but ezimbabwe ngokushaya kwabantu abayi-2 abantu bakhona bayachithekana bayazithulela. iZANU-PF iqhubeka izenzele kwentando yayo namanje nakho ikhuluma iyakleroda nje upresident wakhona uzikhulumela iyale ukuthi abafuna ukubusa bazobusa kumathwitter kubofacebook ukukhuluma kabi ukudelela abantu bezimbabwe kakhuluma ukuthi yakujekisisa leyo nto nje kwanomuntu uzodlalela phezu kwamakhanda abantu abaphilayo ngobuningi babo athi akulanto ebiseningangenza yona noma ngabe liyahlupheka lizoqhubeka linjalo lokhu kubeka ucace ma ngabe sithi idola lezimbabwe lizoqhubeka lisebenza usho ukuthi phikisana lemibono yabantu esilwa ngabantu uyayibona ukuthi leyo nto leyo kuyinto kube abantu bezimbabwe bayibhekisisa le nto bahlale phansi bayibone ukuthi leyo lokho manje usexesha nenduna undiyene unduna undiyene uyixeshela ngenxa yokuthi ibona ngelihlo elingalingafani layo
hayi siyakuzwa
thank you
Mbongeni, sibongele kakhulu mfowethu, ube lempela viki enhle sibili, siyabonga kakhulu. So he's complaining, you know, a lot. saying that what is being done by the president and others is really bad. He actually cited what the president said today, that, you know, when he was sloganeering, said, some of you Tonga in on Twitter and Facebook, but we will continue ruling the country. So now, Ubabu Kaule se kona lape kumane. Baba Kaule, uwe angizo kades? Ye, akucho ke ngesintu lapha sikhulume ngesindebele sithi babakhulu ukuthi kambe abantu nqa bethinga kangaka ngomhlangano wenu pho kuyaphumani khona lapha emhlanganweni wenu wona lo
uyazi tips ngikutshele ukhona ukukhulumayo ukuthi abantu bethinga bengobani wena abantu abathingayo
yiwo abantu bazibelizwe phe
kufana labantu abathingayo abemzini bethinga ngendaba lomuzi wakho kids. Kodwa uzenzela umsebenzi wakho lemuli yakho liqelisile yiko okwenzakalayo phakathi kwethu laba bantu ngabantu abaya babandla umbusaza abakhangele okwabo beyenza okwabo lako kuphumelele ngendlela yabo abafuna ukuthi uphumelele thina okwethu uhlelo luyahamba sile ukuhambe kuhle umsebenzi wethu uhamba kuhle kakhulu ngoba uhulumende nalobo
so iphone yakhe simane yaqhumeka. I think where he is, he's got some pet connection. But all what he's saying is that, you know, those people who are saying all these are not part of the ZANU-PF family. He says, of course, they are opposition party members, and they are bound to say some of these things.
Yes, actually, yeah. We are trying to get hold of the opposition, that's MDC, led by Nelson Chamisa, to also just have their take. But let's go ahead. I'm going to read what some people are saying. Panopa Facebook page, yedu ye VOA. Shona pana Willow Chinyama. I'm watching you. Ndirikuno ku Cape Town. Blash Michaels and Maswera say, kumativi mana enyika. I'm watching you from Kimberley in South Africa. Peter Rurengo, Arpano Fraser, Chicks, Nathan, Arkuti, Anzi Kutaurirana, Kwakanaka, asi kuti Mr. President, ngava vise vanhu vane wori, vakazara mubato ravo, anzi mubato irori kudzora mari munyika, inokwanisawo kuenda kumarket nedzimwe nyika, vosiyana ne zvokutaurana nevamwe, saka ari kutaura iye kuti ngava dzore mari munyika inokwanisa kuita, I think atora ma US dollars, kuti dai ma US dollars adzoka, asi sekutaura kwatatiri kuita munguva yapfuura, kuti tanzwa kumusangano kuchitaurwa iko kuti hakuna mari ichange iri kudzoka yema US dollars. Asi regai titore kola. Hello kola.
Hello madadi.
Aiwa tiri wadi tikutaura nani uyezve muri kupi?
Muri kutaura namukozhe ndiri paBotswana.
Taurai tinzwe paBotswana pakamira sei paBotswana?
Nah, paBotswana pakaipa tiri kumaiziwa nemeseji.
Taurai tinzwe.
Pakaipa zvokuti tiri kumusha wakuda tifungidzira kuti kudamidzi musangano uriko kuda pane chichabudawo pane zvavachataura but zvai totogona kuti hapana chiri kubuda.
Pane zvamanzwa here pane zvavataura uyezve zvamungati imimi aiwa dai izvi zvanga zvagadziriswa?
Tatingonzwa nyaya dzemari ndo dzatati tichinzwa.
Nare dzedu nhasi hadzisi kunyatsomira zvakanaka. Tiri kunzwa mukoma vari kuBotswana vari kuti ivo vari kushushikana zvikuru nekuti vari kuti dai zvaa zvichibvira nyaya yemari yagadziriswa asi vari kuti pavanga vakateerera zviri kubuda kumusangano uku havana kufadzwa nezvavanga vari kunzwa. Robert Mangoma, Ngoma yezi, hanzi ndiri kukuonai ndiri kuno kuSandton. Kwakadiko kuSandton kwamuri uko? Tinochikamidza vese vari pachirongwa chedu pari zvino tiri kutarisa isu zviri kuitika munyika pari zvino. Tiri kutarisa nyaya yezvematongerwo enyika kuti munoona musangano mukuru uyu uri kuitwa webato reZANU-PF uri kuitwa iro kuGoromonzi kuMashonaland East kuti pane zvauchaburitsa here. Uyezve zvakakosha here kuti pave nemisangano yakadai seNational Convergence Platform yataona ichiitwa nhasi iri kuedza iyo kuti itaurirane pave pane vagari vemunyika vemasangano akazvimirira vemachechi nevamwewo kuti vawanikwe vachizeya kuti tione kuti remangwana renyika rakamira sei. Saka pindai muchirongwa monyora nhamba dzenyu tigokwanisa kunge tichikufonerai.
Apostle Midden Dube, are you still on the line? Are you there, say? Apostle Midden Dube?
Yes, I'm online.
Now, there are proposals that there should be some kind of an all-stakeholders conference or such kind of a big gathering in order to resolve what is happening in Zimbabwe. What's your take on such a thing?
I think that's the way to go. I would have thought that even instead of having these conferences,
would actually have district-based, village-based consultative meetings to map the way forward. The government needs to hear what the people are saying. What is this democracy that we are talking about? Isn't it we define it as the government of the people by the people?
Mm-hmm.
So they need to hear what the citizens are saying. They need to hear their concerns. They need to get the direction from the masses themselves. Instead of wasting money going to these useless, no results kind of conferences, we should be having more and more stakeholder meetings. We need to have more and more of the national convergency meetings, even at the district, even at the ward level, so that every district will fit into the national process.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't see a government that is willing to hear what people are saying. We don't see a government that is concerned about people that are outside ZANU-PF. But surprisingly, even the same supporters that are in ZANU-PF, they are just singing for their supper, they are singing for their dinner. In Koromandi, they will eat and go back, but there are no results that will come out. So I think I'm encouraged by the initiative that has been taken by churches, by civil society, and other role players in Zimbabwe today. And my recommendation will be, we need to see more of that. Even outside Zimbabwe, we need to have a gathering and have an input. We have been disenfranchised from voting, but our mouth cannot be closed. We can contribute to what happens in Zimbabwe, even when we are outside, because most of us are always home. We know what is happening in Zimbabwe, and I think the government needs to take people seriously.
Thank you. I say this again.
ZANU-PF is taking people for granted, and it is taking them for a ride.
Thank you so much.
To say, Mutatonga on Twitter, that's arrogance. That's serious arrogance, and I hope he retracts that kind of a statement.
Thank you very much. Mr. Kaule, can you react to that?
I can hear this brother of mine, my brother did.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't need to sleep over such issues and such utterances, because these people are people of the opposition party, and that has nothing to do with the ZANU-PF. They must mind their own business anyway.
Mm-hmm.
All what I can say is that we are having our conference, and we have completed the work for day one, where the president gave his keynote address, setting the agenda for our party. Remember, we are a ruling party, and the government implements our the policies that are crafted by ZANU-PF as a party.
Mm-hmm.
And these people, they can make a lot of noise, but we are going to continue doing our work, and we are going to continue serving the people of Zimbabwe.
Thank you.
So remember, the people of Zimbabwe gave our parties and PF the mandate.
Thank you so much, and stay on the line, Baba Kaule. I think his number is problematic.
Yes, we were trying to get hold of Tawanda Jokora. I'm not sure if we have him on the line, of the MDC led by Nelson Chamisa, the opposition. Hello, Mr. Jokora.
Magadi tete mavelas, magadi vaterere.
Aiwa, kuno tiri wadi manzi. Kwa shonga shirikuta urwa kumsangano we ZANU-PF tatrupunzu kwa kuti. Aiwa, vamwe vacha tonga pa Twitter. Imise MDC muno shitambira seiju.
Apana tatanzwa tataurwa kumsangano uku. Nukuta apana shirikuta urwa. Shirikuta urwa kwa mbeta president Chamisa paya. Hanzi unonzo kana paile tataurwa.
Mm-hmm.
Zino iko, zino kubapa wakatipa watanga. Apana taratanzwa chiri kutaurwa chine musoro. Tiri kunzwa ED ari kupopota nenyaya yesocial media kuti vamwe vanhu vari kuita basa rekutinyaudza pase social media nekutisembura pase social media. So if we are irritating them, then it means we are doing a good job, and we'll keep doing that, because that's exactly the intention. So if we are getting to their nerves, we'll keep doing that. Why is he bothered? Why is he even talking about social media on such an important platform, where he's supposed to be addressing the country's problems? people are dying in hospitals. You know, people are dying everywhere in Zimbabwe. Hakuna chiri kufamba muZimbabwe, but he's busy talking about social media. Achingotaura his old adage, tichitonga, tichingotonga, tichingotonga, kutonga chii vanhu vachifa, kutonga chii vanhu vachitambura. Ndiko kutonga kwacho here ikoko. We thought kuti when you visited Tanzania at one time, you would come back with a little bit, just a little bit of the Magufuli magic, where, you know, you suspend useless programs like these ones, because they are using millions of dollars right now, when we need just a million at Harare Hospital to buy medication. So where are their priorities? And then we have Chiwenga. He is talking about Andi Takuti Vapano, Takuno Bata Matsotsi. Why is he talking about Bata Matsotsi now, 2 years after he came into power? What have they been doing all this time? So this is just a waste of time. There's nothing that is going to come out of that conference that is going to help the people of Zimbabwe.
Vatokora pane vamwe vanga vari pano pa platform vanga vari kudedzera kuti dai pawanikwa ipo pachiitwa nhaurirano pakati pesangano renyu reMDC yava Nelson Chamisa neiro bato reZANU PF rine musangano mukuru uyu, asi hapana chatanzwa zvanga zviri kutaurwa pamusangano uyu pamusoro pezvichaitika mune ramangwana panhaurirano idzodzi. Munoti chii?
We as MDC, we are the people who started by talking about dialogue, and we have always said that as a party we are ready to dialogue, we are ready to sit down talk, with ZANU-PF. But there are issues here that have to be dealt with. The issue of a neutral guarantor, it has to be dealt with first before we even sit down. But we are prepared to sit down with ZANU-PF as long as we have a fair and free referee. We don't want a ZANU-PF referee. We don't want someone who will be intimidated by ZANU-PF. So that's all we are saying. Once those parameters are met, we'll sit down with ZANU-PF anytime.
Please hold on, Gibbs.
Yeah, unjalo ke sizwa abantu lapha bakhuluma kunenge sibile kunyonga mapheliyo. Sibuyele kubaba uGawule. Ngamafutshane baba uGawule, ubona ngazani ke liyaqhuba kuhle unjalo phela nomhlangano wena. Ngamafutshane sibili, 1 minute.
Umsebenzi uhamba kuhle kakhulu Gibbs. Kusasa namhla kusasa siyaqedisa nje, kusasa nje ntamba manje siyaqedisela sigcoke umsebenzi wethu. Ubona ngani kwenze uyahamba ukuhamba kuhle kakhulu, akulanto eswelakalayo.
Kodwa lizalungisa yini konoko abantu bakhala ngakho?
Kuvele nxathi landela Gibbs, siyakhangela ama-resolutions zethu ekongresi edlulileyo, ekongresi edlulileyo esigodini, ukuthi kuyini esikwenzileyo okuphuthileyo, kuyini esikwehlulekileyo, bese silandelela futhi silandelele khonokho esikwehlulekileyo nokunye esikubumbileyo siya phambili. Kuvele konke entweni zonke ezenziwayo kulokunye ukuphumelela lokunye okwehlulileyo bese sikubuyelela lokho okwehlulileyo. Yimisebenzi ekumele siyikhangele yonke naleyo, sisele ukuthi uhulumende wethu.
Ye, kodwa wena ngombono wakho ubona ngani sibili liza kulungisa yini? Abantu bayadawuta phela. Bathi lokho elikhulumayo lihaba nje.
Labo ungakhathazeki ngabo bona abantu bonabo, umthuli ubesethula uhlelo lwakhe oluzayo kathesi bazavuma ngekanda njengamajoni. Banike eminye isikhathi uNkulunkulu abagcine bephila bona abantu. Babona ukuthi umfumi on for umsebenzi wokuthi avushe umkhonomi welizwe. UPresident wathi em-appoint umthuli wamnika umsebenzi. And umthuli usethula uhlelo lwakhe namhla, ngiyabona ukuthi into ayenzayo uyayazi. And then iqiniso ufuna ukusekelwa kuphela. Labo bayekela abantu labo abahlala kwelinye ilizwe labo abangazi lutho ngento ezenzakalayo la. Siyakwazi into ezinzima kodwa bona bakhale ukuthi into zihlale zinzima. Manje uNkulunkulu ngowethu sonke, uNkulunkulu uzabathengisa ukuthi hayi abantu beZimbabwe bafuna ukuthi labo baphile, umthuli uyalithova uhlelo. Asihambe nje phambili.
Ye, ibamba khonapho ke amafutshane baba, 1 minute exactly baba Apostle Dube. Ngicela ungadonsi lapha 1 minute okhulunywa uGawule ungathini ngakho baba Apostle Dube? Baba Dube ukhona
ZANU-PF angathini Dube? Akula muntu ongahle kuyise nguni. So ukhuluma njengomuntu weZANU-PF baphelelwe ngama ideas and into ebuhlungu Dube ukuthi abanye bethu asila card leparty esilithweleyo. Sikhuluma njengabantu beZimbabwe abafunda ilizwe letililume ukuthi sonke isikhathi imibono yethu ingahlukana leZANU-PF bese kuthiwa ngabantu abayi opposition ngabantu abasebenza lamanye labanye abantu i-attitude wrong yona leyo kumele bayilungise ama-citizens kumele bawalalele bawenzwe babuyele kibo ngoba abantu ababafake ehofisini ngabantu yibo abavotileyo so thina sithi akulanto ezaphuma and izanu p f kuzophela konke ekugcineni bazawakhumbula la mazwi esibatshela wona.
Yes, siyabonga kakhulu ke marvelous.
Vadzokora todzoka kwamuri manga muri kunzwa mhino kana manzwa zvazviri kutaurwa navagaule mopindura tinzwi.
This conference at the marvelous is just a waste of money, just a waste of time. The issue that has to be dealt with in Zimbabwe, most importantly, is the issue of corruption. But we know that Chiwenga and ED are the godfathers. They are the archbishops of corruption in Zimbabwe. And until they start themselves, they surrender what they've taken, what they've looted from Zimbabwe, they are not going to go after any criminal. They are not going to arrest anyone. They are not going to prosecute anyone because everyone will be looking down at them. They point fingers at everyone else, but the four other fingers will be pointing right back at us. So even after a day after that Congress, Zimbabwe will still be where it is, will still be suffering. There will still be no medication in the hospitals. Zimbabweans will still be looking for answers. But the answers are not with ZANU-PF. The answers are with MDC and Advocate Nelson Chamisa. That's all they need to do. Go to President Nelson Chamisa and talk to him. Some are even saying a handshake will do the economy, our economy, good. A handshake with Advocate Nelson Chamisa. Maybe if Emmerson Mnangagwa is listening, that's all he needs to do.
Thank you very much. Please, we'll catch up with you later. Time is not on our side. Thank you so much. You have a blessed weekend.
Yes, marvelous. We've got Mr. Wilson Mangunyane Ndiweni. He represents the Ndiweni family.
Mm-hmm.
So now on that breaking news that President Mnangagwa is actually sacked or removed from office, Chief Ndiweni. So okay, what is your Ubabu Ndiweni to corner?
I understand this is a caller, yeah, okay. But I guess they can speak.
Yeah, Baba Ndiweni, unjani? Yeah, unjani Ndiweni? Yeah,
unjani Ndiweni?
Siyaphila unjani?
Ngiyaphila baba.
Yeah, ufuna ungaphi Ndiweni?
Ngifuna ngize enkhaya.
Yeah, akutsho khona ufuna ukusitshela khona.
Ikuthi okungikhathazayo uma ngibhekile kulamabandla amabili aselizweni lakithi lona leli inganxanye idonsela nganxanye kanti esikukhangelela kakhulu lapha ikuthi sesilimele thina esiphakathi kwelizwe esikhangelela ukuthi amabandla lawo mabili ngakufika isikhathi but benze idialogue balungisise kakhulu ilizwe and kulokho okwenzakalayo okweconference eyenziwa nganxanye noma ehlangothini lwezanu ngibona ngani kuyibenefit yezanu njengoba umunye indoda ekhulumile lapho uthe akunamuntu ongahle kuyisenqulo isigaba esikhona esine sokuthi esekukhangele kakhulu ukuthi ngabakhangelela abantu ngoba abantu abaphakathi kwelizwe lona abaye bawathi balivuza balimele baphila amagapha avuzayo babulawa la yindlala babulawa yibuguli okwezibhedlela akulanto yonke emikuhle lokho okokudle phana njengabomangoni ngakuyama eke bahlale phansi benze njengabantu abakhulileyo abamatured balungisise isimo esikhona phakathi kwelizwe esiyise silimaza abantu abaphila phakathi kwabayinto abathi babavotela.
Yes, siyabonga kakhulu ke Ndiweni, usiphume futhi la ngeviki ezayo ungathini lakusasa.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu ba.
Yeah, so this Ndiweni is from Kai. So very good that we got another Ndiweni, but he was talking on another issue.
Yes, which is good because you know he reminded us of that breaking news. But let's take the last look at some of the people what they are writing here on our VOA Facebook page. Yeshona Wagona Chitova and Maskwera Sekos is Mavitil Wadi Genius Genius Moyo Anzi Anzi Munuzana Gaule and Fungameno is writing in Debele. So okay, I think he's writing in Debele. I'm sorry, yeah. I probably butchered that one. Hassani Chawuke said, call me Robert Mangoma. Thank you so much for being with us. Willow Chinyama, but time is not on our side, and we'd like to thank our guest. We had Mr. Tawanda Jokora of the MDC, led by Nelson Chamisa, and also Gibbs on your side.
With Apostle Emile Dube, a Minister of Religion, and Mr. Philip Gaule of ZANU-PF, signing off is Gibbs Dube saying have a lovely weekend. Bye-bye.
And I'm Marvelous Mshanga Nyahuye saying please join us again next week. Please have a lovely weekend. Bye-bye.